kickoff brought to you by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts, and by 40 Financial. It's about you and your future. Greenfield Central will boot it away to the Golden Bears. Greenfield Central going right to left from our broadcast position here in the press box. And it is a difficult sun, to say the least, here tonight.
34 more minutes of sun, Johnny. Hang in there.
Do you have some sort of countdown on your phone based upon global positioning? What's that?
I'm a trained outdoorsman.
Greenfield Central, the opening boot, and it's a ground ball. Taken on a bounce at the 35, a short return to the 40. A host of Greenfield Central tacklers will put the ball carrier down at the 41. And the Golden Bears offense is on the field for the first time tonight.
I wonder if Greenfield Central saw something with the Newcastle ability last week in the rain to get those offside or onside kicks. Tried one of their own, unsuccessful. Good starting field position here for Shelbyville.
Landon Watson at quarterback, his second year as a starter. The junior will work out of the pistol. He'll be flanked by two running backs, Ethan Bowman, the halfback, off his right shoulder, Matt Merritt, the starting tailback, off his left. Fake the handoff, throw over the middle, through the hands of his intended receiver, Dom Willman, incomplete at the Greenfield 45.
Yeah, if Willman could have caught that and shed one tackle who was on his back, he could have been gone. Nice throw by Watson, just a little too hard, I think, for Willman to bring in.
Second down and 10, SHS, first possession of the ball game. Four wide receivers, one running back, and Matt Merritt will get the football. Number 35 sidesteps a pile of players right on the line of scrimmage and then is able to fall forward for maybe a yard. It'll be third down and long for the Golden Bears. Shelbyville quickly to the line of scrimmage, and just as the Bears come set, a flag down from here on the near sideline. And I'm not sure Mike Clevenger, the head coach, is all that satisfied with what he's being told by the sideline judge. I wonder if this is a sideline warning already, and it is. Often those will come after an exciting play. Players, coaches will get out on the edge of the field. This one came very early in the contest.
How about a verbal warning first? This guy threw a flag quick.
Four wide receiver, Shelbyville. Three split to the right side, working off the left hash. Watson to throw, looking at his receiver all the way. Willman with it, and a collision right at the marker, but I think he's going to be put about a yard short.
Evan McLaughlin took the brunt of that. He got the tackle, but Willman laid him out on the sideline, and we've got a fourth and short.
Jason, we've seen Shelbyville most often go on fourth and short, even on their side of the 50, and they'll do that now with Matt Merritt. He avoids a tackler in the backfield, but he will not escape the second, and he'll be brought down right at the line, a yard shy.
Yeah, he made one man miss. I thought he was going to be able to break it to the outside, but Tyler Antic too much, and he was right there to make that tackle.
Tyler Antic with his 40th tackle on the year. That leads this Greenfield Central squad. And, Jason, again, the Bears are going to give up a short field to an opposing offense.
Well, they had the play early to Willman, unable to bring it in. And then on third down, Willman did what he could. I thought he was really close to that first down marker, just couldn't get it. And Greenfield holds on fourth down, so give the Cougars defense credit.
The back nose of the football touching the 50-yard line, and Greenfield Central starts in Shelbyville territory. The freshman quarterback, Gehrig Swettiger, will work from under center, stagger backs in the eye, send a receiver in motion, and he'll pitch as a run comes off the right side, and Shelbyville has a lot of black jerseys in the backfield. It'll be a run for loss for Greenfield Central on its first play from the line of scrimmage. Logan Cicinas on the carry, number 10. And we'll see a host of ball carriers tonight. We mentioned Emmett Hauser in the starting lineup, but Cicinas gets the opening carry of the ball game. Second down, close to 12. Wide receiver right, another receiver left. And the back set up in the eye behind the quarterback, Swanniger. He'll step a man in motion from right to left. Turn, hand off, and a run up the middle that goes for big yardage, and if not for an ankle tackle, it might have gone for a touchdown. That's Emmett Hauser taking it to the Shelbyville 40 for a gain of 12.
And Elijah Sims was that guy with that ankle tackle, or you're right, Greenfield's up 6-0. Dusenberry on the tackle that first play. Trying to get my numbers right here on the score sheet.
Well, and the view here is difficult. Yeah. Where the teams are going now, getting some of that sun blocked by the middle school across the way to the other end of the field, we're looking into the sun. Another run, this one on first down, trying to get outside. Shelbyville, good pursuit, wraps it up after a gain of about four for Hauser. Second down, six coming up for Greenfield Central.
That was Mason LeSure coming up from behind to make that tackle.
So you have Shelbyville, though not necessarily rushing, with no huddle offensively. Greenfield Central a bit more deliberate. They will huddle up as Slendiker himself brings the play in from the sideline. The ball at the Shelbyville 36-yard line. It's a new set of downs from that point, first down and 10. And now back in shotgun is Slendiker, and he'll look to throw it deep downfield. He's got a man behind the defender and just overthrew him by a touch in the end zone, incomplete.
Yeah, Jacob Vance had his man beat. Great throw, I thought, just a little too far by Slendiker. But if it was about a foot shorter, Vance had a touchdown.
I thought maybe Vance could have run through it a little bit more than he did.
Yeah, a little bit of air under the ball. I think Vance thought it might hang up a little bit longer than it did. But good look downfield by Greenfield. Look for them to come back with a run here.
Second down and 10, Cougars, no score. Greenfield's first possession of the ball game. Slendiker this time from under center, staggers backs in the eye, sends a receiver in motion from left to right. Hand off to the tailback, and Shelbyville, a quick tackle on Cecinas. Maybe a yard, that'll be about it.
Caleb Barrett quickly on that tackle for Shelbyville.
So the Bears defense with an opportunity as Greenfield Central now faces a third down and 9. We're 3 minutes into play on what is almost a cloudless sky, the sun finally dropping on the horizon and some long shadows on some parts of the field.
Probably four down territory here for Greenfield. So if you're Shelbyville, you want to keep them to a short gain here. If you're Greenfield, you may not need to pick it all up. You may be looking at two plays here to get 10 yards.
Cougars have 3-2 blitz showing. Now it comes. Rolling and throwing on the run is Slendiker. Diving attempt near the first down marker is incomplete. And now Greenfield Central with that fourth down decision coming up.
Yeah, Mason LeSure got through there and really put pressure on Slendiker. He had an open receiver, but with that pressure, just didn't have time to get his feet set to make a good throw, and it looks like Greenfield Central will punt.
Cougars have the punt unit on. Shelbyville does not have anybody back deep.
Yeah. Good spot for a fake possibly here, so good call by Shelbyville.
Punter waiting at the 47. The snap. He'll get the kick away. Nobody there to receive it, so where will it die? It'll make it into the end zone. A touchback. It'll be Shelbyville ball out of the 20-yard line.
Good defensive stand there by Shelbyville. Got some pressure on the quarterback. Caleb Barrett made a good tackle on third down, or on second down, to put that into third and long.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Miller's Jewelry, Greenfield's home for rings, diamonds, bracelets, and watches for over 50 years. So, second possession for the Golden Bears offensively. All in black here for this home game and homecoming. And Landon Watson, we saw him run the draw a lot last week on the rainy, messy field against Newcastle. He'll dive it forward himself for a good gain on first down of about 6 yards.
Yeah, good decision to keep that antic on the tackle in that middle linebacker, from that middle linebacker position for the Cougars.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage on second down as we hit the 8-minute mark in the first quarter. No score. Watson to throw on second down. It's tipped as it comes across the line of scrimmage. Intended for Colin Miltz. Falls to the ground incomplete.
Riley Stevens was breaking downfield if Watson would have let that develop for another second, but his ball out to the right side was tipped. And
third down, long three, about four. Watson takes a look to the sideline, and a flag comes down from the far sideline.
Looks like movement on Shelbyville up front.
Maybe going the other way.
Yeah.
Huh. It'll be against Greenfield Central. Somebody got a little too deep into the neutral zone, and Shelbyville will take the 5 yards and the penalty and a first down. New set of downs for Shelbyville, and the ball moves out to the 32. Watson shows it to Merritt, keeps it himself, tries to run it up the middle, and got caught around the waist and dropped after a little better than a yard. Second carry for the Shelbyville quarterback.
Josh Hell on the tackle there for Greenfield, senior defensive end.
Tate Helms in there on the tackle. Second down and 8, Shelbyville. Running back off the right shoulder of the quarterback. They'll send a man in motion. Merritt, the tailback, gets it and then gets squared up and dropped in his tracks after maybe half a yard. Braden Nelson for Greenfield Central on the hit. That was right between the numbers.
Big third down here. Shelbyville needs to find a first down.
Working off the left hash, 3rd and 8, a look to the left, come back to the right, and Watson trying to throw to Colin Miltz and ended up being right into traffic as that ball and Miltz were both broken up.
Yeah, that play wasn't going anywhere from the beginning, and even if Miltz was able to catch it, he would have gone down immediately for a loss.
So 4th and long, Shelbyville a bit deeper in their own territory this time. We'll bring out Tim Clark to punt it away. Shelbyville 3 gunners off to the right. Still waiting to get the right personnel onto the field. Still plenty of time on the play clock with 15. Clark averaging better than 49 yards per punt. And Jason, for the most part, it's been via the soccer style variety.
Yeah.
High snap. Clark the run to the right and boots it away. Gets more air under it than he has much of the year. It's not going to be returned. Down to the 20-yard line, and Greenfield Central is going to have what is really an unneeded penalty at the end of this play.
Yeah, blocking the back coming up on Evan McLaughlin. So a great punt by Clark to the 20. We'll get moved back even further. So good opportunity here for Shelbyville's defense to get the ball back to their offense in good field position.
There was no return, and yet the block in the back came as the play and the ball was just coming to a dead end itself at the 20-yard line.
He's not going to like that when they watch that film.
High school football tonight being brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville, doing great things together, by J.R. Wortman Company, serving residential and commercial customers in central Indiana for over 65 years. Greenfield Central football for the second time in this game. Still no score as we work our way through the first quarter. And after the penalty on the punt, the ball is being placed just inside the 10-yard line. Cougar football, backs in the eye and a pair of wide receivers split to either end. The receiver on the right comes in motion to the left side into the slot and a run behind him. And Shelbyville got a hand on the ball carrier right at the line of scrimmage, but able to rip through the shoulder tackle. Greenfield Central going to pick up about 5 yards with Emmett Hauser.
Had Matt Black on the tackle there for Shelbyville. Quick scoreboard update from Triton Central. Tigers with 9:40 to go in the second quarter already lead 20-6. So they've given up now 13 points on the season.
Earliest they've given up any points this year, this game tonight. Slinaker the handoff, and Shelbyville going to stack it up right at the line of scrimmage. Not much to be found for Hauser. In fact, he's going to lose ground, drop a yard back on the play, and 3rd down coming up for the Cougars offense.
Caleb Barrett sneaks in and gets another tackle there, number 2 so far. And a big 3rd and 6 here. Shelbyville again needs to get off the field on 3rd down and give their offense the ball probably close to midfield, if not better.
Just past the midway point here in the first, no score. Greenfield Central with a 3rd and 6 from its own 14-yard line. Got to get just past the 20 for the first. Receiver sets in motion. Swinaker back in the pistol. Pressure up the middle, and he tries to throw it away. And it's tipped, caught, returned. Touchdown, Jet Coles, for the second time this year with a pick and a score.
Well, I thought early on when we talked in the pregame that a big play was going to be needed tonight from this defense. And I said it starts with Jet Coles. And Jet Coles, with a big play there, tips it and has the concentration level to stay with it. Catches it, runs it about 4 yards with a man on his back for the score. Nice job. Nice play by Jet. Pressure by Mason LeSure made that happen.
Tim Clark to try the extra point for the Golden Bears. Colin Miltz the hold. Clark the kick away. And it is no good. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, it's Shelbyville 6, Greenfield Central nothing. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports. See. Shelbyville with a pick six and a short return of 4 yards for Jet Coles. Golden Bears with a 6-0 lead and ready to provide us with a kickoff brought to you by Shelby Materials and by 40 Financial. We made fun a little bit of Jet Coles on the last pick six that he had at Franklin. You'd swear the ball stuck to his hip and we're not sure how he held on. This was a heck of a play. He tipped it. It was about head high. And he was able to pull it back down and score.
Well, and almost immediately, Greenfield Central lineman kind of jumped on his back. So really good job by Coles to catch and still get into the end zone.
Short pop-up kickoff taken by Greenfield Central on the run at the 29. A gutsy return by number 13, Evan McLaughlin, and he finds room up the sideline and gives Greenfield Central very good working position offensively. They're going to bring that ball out near the 40-yard line. And the Cougars looking for something to develop offensively, although the same can be said for Shelbyville, who just scored via the defensive touchdown. Sun finally getting below that horizon across the way as the Cougars take over at the 40. Working off the left hash, two wide receivers, backs in the eye, hand off to the tailback, and I think that's going to be Cicinas trying to feel his way for room on the right side. He'll get about 3 yards. Second and seven on the way. Next week, Shelbyville road trip to Yorktown, a game you can hear on 96.5 on Giant FM Sports. Meanwhile, Greenfield Central, their game on 106.3 next Friday, and Jason, it's against New Palestine.
Yeah, well, that's all you need to say about that.
Next time Shelbyville's home in 2 weeks, that'll be against the Dragons. Second and seven.
It'll be an interesting night for sure.
Receiver in motion, handoff behind the motion, and Cicinas, good strong run, hit early, dragging tacklers. He'll get about four. It's going to leave him about 2 yards shy of the first down. Travis Hartwell back from injury at linebacker, getting a tackle for the Bears.
Good to see him back in there.
So the ball at the 48, not quite the 48, and Greenfield Central needs midfield for a first down. 4:50 left to go first quarter. Shelbyville with a 6-0 lead. Off the right hash, receiver right, receiver slotted in on the left. That receiver now in motion to the right side, acting as a blocker. And the Cougars go to the ground game, and the Bears have this racked up in a hurry. Knocking the ball carrier back, forward progress will be a loss of a yard and fourth down coming up.
Yeah, among others, but Caleb Barrett again in on that tackle for Shelbyville. And Johnny, quick scoreboard update. Triton Central might have a game on their hands down there. The Indian Creek Braves have pulled to within six at 20-14 with just over 6 minutes to go in the first half. So Indian Creek hanging with Triton.
Punting it away, Greenfield Central low. Takes a bounce right into the return man, who for Shelbyville is fortunate that he makes a clean catch, because there's a Greenfield Central cover man right in front of him. And the return... we'll bring it across the 25, near the 27, And that's where the Bears' offense will set up shop.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Riley Stevens has to make that play. He's out there. He's one of your best hands, guys. The ball's coming right to him. If he lets that go by, that thing's bouncing 10, 12 more yards deep into your own territory. So even under pressure, Stevens really makes a good play there to save field position.
First down, Shelbyville offensively. Landon Watson, a quick look to the outside. He throws toward the sideline, and Riley Stevens slanted in toward the hash mark, and that ball goes incomplete.
Miscommunication there between quarterback and wide receiver, but that's a long throw there by Watson. A lot of field to cover. Dangerous play for a quarterback to throw that far across the field.
1 for 5 passing,
yeah,
for Landon Watson.
They're on the left hash right now.
Watson throwing left this time to Dom Willman. Has a couple of blockers in front of him. Makes something out of nothing initially. Gets to the 34 or 35. They'll put him at the 35. That's a gain of about 8.
Antic.
A little better than a yard to go for the first down.
Tyler Antic now with 42 tackles on the season. 3 tonight.
Shelbyville a third and short. Watson throwing over the middle. He's got a man. It's complete near midfield. It's Dom Willman again. That'll go for 14 and a Golden Bear first down.
McLaughlin on the tackle.
First down for the Bears.
Dom Willman has probably become the most trusted of the wide receivers, and he's the guy who has the least high school football experience coming on to play as a senior. Shelbyville trying to run it up the middle, and just things develop very, very slowly there for Matt Merritt. He gets not even a yard, still shy of the 50. It's second down and 9.
Dalton Pebworth on the tackle there. Just did get back to the line of scrimmage.
4 receivers, 3 go right, including the halfback Ethan Bowman in one of the slots. Ready to throw is Watson to his lone receiver out on the left. It's Willman with another catch. He keeps working on the Greenfield secondary, and his progress at the catch will put him at the Greenfield Central 45. It's a gain of 6. And Shelbyville, as some success has come, seems to be playing with a little more pace on this possession.
They're into a good rhythm. Big third down here to keep it going, 3rd and 3.
From the Greenfield 45. Watson the snap, looks right, throws. Coming back to the football is Riley Stevens. He breaks a tackle down the right sideline and to the Greenfield Central 30.
Well, that same throw I just talked about. This time they're connected. They're on the same page, and Stevens with a nice catch. Gavin Rose on the tackle, saving some more yardage for Shelbyville, or for Greenfield.
Throw in the catch and run at Delta, which set up an early touchdown. That's probably the best offensive play right there for Riley Stevens this year. 1st and 10 from the 30. A pitch out to the left side, and Matt Merritt got hit low early. Couldn't shake free of the tackle. He will fall forward, getting a yard.
Emmett Hauser on the tackle there for Greenfield.
Emmett Hauser, that's the name you're going to call right, left, up the middle, offense, defense, all night for Greenfield Central. 2nd and 9. Watson the snap, rolls right, throws, tangled up. The quarterback and the defensive back, or excuse me, the wide receiver and defensive back, who both tumble to the ground. Incidental contact, no flag, incomplete pass.
Yeah, Gavin Rose and Riley Stevens just got feet tangled up. I think Shelbyville's probably happy it wasn't picked off. And they live to play another down here, another big third down and long.
9 to go from the 30. Watson, the snap, looking. Pressure off the backside, and the pressure gets there with a sack back at the 35.
Yeah, hell on the tackle there, number 26. That left tackle just got beat, and hell was bearing down on Watson. And I thought he was going to get rid of it, but he held on to it just a second too long.
So the loss of 5 will now prompt a 4th and 14, and the Bears are nowhere near field goal position to consider Tim Clark. The offense stays on the field. Matt Merritt out of the backfield, out to the left slot as one of the 4 wide receivers. Watson alone standing at the 40 awaiting the snap. Brings everybody set. Sends Milts in motion, and Watson to throw on 4th and 14. He looks left side. He's got a man behind the defense. It's caught. Merritt, touchdown, Shelbyville.
perfect throw by Landon Watson. He was patient. The line gave him a really good pocket to stand in, and he stepped right into a throw. Had Merritt streaking down the left side. Great throw and catch by Shelbyville.
It goes for 35 yards for number 35. And Matt Merritt, his fourth touchdown of the year, his first receiving and carrying into the end zone. And Landon Watson, who a moment ago was 1 of 5 passing, is now 4 of his last 5 passing and 85 yards. Shelbyville to try and go for 2. Shovel pass for Merritt. He spins off a tackle, and he falls across the goal line. The 2-point conversion is good.
Yeah, a little inside shovel pass, and just enough to get in. 14, they got that point back that they just missed earlier.
35.6 seconds left to go, first period. And Shelbyville on the Miller's Jewelry scoreboard with a 14-0 lead on Greenfield Central. Well, now if you're Greenfield Central, and if this been said the other way, were the scoreboard different, you start to have that here we go again feeling. You've got to avoid that and come out and put together something offensively.
Well, yeah, Shelbyville's done a really good job of making plays both defensively and offensively. I thought they had a couple really good third down stops that got their defense off the field, gave it back to their offense, and then it all started with Jet Cole's interception for a touchdown. And then this last offensive possession, I thought Watson showed real poise in the pocket, and his playmakers made plays. Willman, Stevens, and then Merritt with the touchdown.
Kickoff brought to you by 40 Financial. It's about you and your future. Tim Clark will boot it away for the Golden Bears. 2 men back to receive for the Cougars. Clark the approach and lifts this one deeper, taken at the 15-yard line. Return to the 20. Vance to the 25. A flag down. I think we've got a block in the back as Vance gets the sideline. He's got 2 men to beat. He does get corralled around the knees at the 25, so a long return, but it's coming back.
Yeah, Tim Clark was the last guy back and made a good tackle, but one official, they may pick this up, Johnny, if the one official can convince the head official, but I don't know that he will. The side official pointed to his shoulder. But it looks like we're going to get a block in the back here if he sticks with his call.
The flag, at least for now, is still on the field at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, and that's where it'll be as the ball is being placed there. Tough, tough penalty for Greenfield.
When you get things like that, we still at least get a little bit of an exhibit of another young player who's going to be dangerous, and that is Vance. You can see what he can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Greenfield Central with a penalty from the 22 takes them back to the 12 and sets up first down and 10 from deep in their own territory. 3 wide receivers out to the right. Swinniger, the quarterback, back in the pistol. He'll throw on first down, and he's got a man complete at the 18, tackle made at the 20.
Dusenberry right on top of that, not going any further, and that'll probably be the last play of the first quarter.
Vance on the catch, and we do come to the end of the first period of play. On the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, after 12 minutes, Shelbyville 14, Greenfield Central nothing.